It was left to the US ambassador to the UN, of all people, to make it clear that on the subject of possible action in Syria, the US now believes the UN is irrelevant. Not only that, that the diplomatic track is closed. Ambassador Samantha Power said that if they get the congressional vote, military action is the only option.
For more than a year, we have pursued countless policy tools short of military force to try to dissuade Assad from using chemical weapons. We have engaged the Syrians directly, and at our request, the Russians, the UN, and the Iranians sent similar messages. But when Scuds and other horrific weapons didn't quell the Syrian rebellion, Assad began using chemical weapons on a small scale multiple times, as the United States concluded in June.
Very different views, of course, coming from senior UN officials. The UN and Arab League envoy on Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, went all the way to the G20 to lobby world leaders to stress that his view is that the only solution is a political solution. He was asked about the international legality of US military action.
I think the Secretary General or myself, we don't express personal opinion. We say what international law says. And international law says that no country is allowed to take the law into their hands. They have to go through the Security Council.